So I got involved with the Iditarod through Michael Holland, my father-in-law, who has done the Iditarod every year for, I don't know, the last 20 years. And it's just been intriguing to hear his stories, and I kind of wanted to just come out here and see what he does and see if I want to be part of the next generation that helps keep this race going. I'm here today and involved with Iditarod to see if I want to be a part of the next group of people that comes in and keeps this race alive. I know that a lot of people who have been involved in this race for a long time are, you know, getting up there in age and trying to decide how many more years they're going to be able to do this. So coming out here and just kind of seeing how things work, seeing how a checkpoint works, and just all the different people involved to make it run smoothly as teams are coming through. It takes a big amount of people, and I want to see if this is something I want to keep on doing to keep it going. So one of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was just in the last couple days being here before extra people got to this checkpoint, being the only girl around, and having, you know, hearing, you know, walking up to the kitchen shack and hearing, you know, all this loud, boisterous sound coming out of it. And then I walk in and it automatically gets quiet because the woman of the camp is now in the room and everyone's trying to ship shape and behave a little bit. As well as, you know, kind of being the first cabin to get heating oil when it's going to be negative 60 outside, and teasing my father-in-law that he gets to be in the warm cabin because there's a girl in his cabin. So it's pretty funny stuff. So what I know for sure in life is that God loves me. You can tell a lot about him by creation, and it's really peaceful being out here and kind of experiencing God in that way. As well as my husband loves me.